Mr. Lemberger has your today for his wife. We dedicate the learning L'Zeicha Nishmoso, Isha Sora Bas Rav Yonasan HaLevi. I knew her very well. See where we left off on the Loishmeel Yosm HaTezvavam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes three opinions of the Tanoim. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Kriya, there are mitzvahs min HaTorah, Kriya mitzvahs min HaRabbah, mitzvah min HaTorah, Kriya Shema, B'yichas HaMozen, Kiddush. Then you have mitzvah midirabbanon of mikre bikur, a lot of mitzvahs. Then you have mitzvahs midirabbanon that recite all the bichas hanen and all the bichas hamitzvah. So we assume, like Tosfos says, called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. That's usually a klal called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. So on the level of deraisa, there are three opinions in the Tanoim. One opinion is that it's mutal l'chatchila to say Kriya Shema without being mashmir liyaznav at all. There's no need at all. Second opinion is there's a l'chatchila deraisa, that's what it sounds like. L'chatchila deraisa should be mashmir liyaznav, but b'dyevet yoytze without mashmir liyaznav. L'chatchila's deraisa you have, Tosfos in the end of Nida points out, you have sometimes if you have a din l'chatchila, it's like this, and b'dyevet it's kosher without it. So if it's in the area of Yisav Hetan, that's a dead giveaway that the whole Hatchil is only with the Rabban. Unless I have a Trefa pot that hasn't been used for Trefas in the last 24 hours. So the Hatchil, there's a din, you're not allowed to cook kosher food in it. But yeah, but if you cook kosher food, it doesn't become Trefa because the whole Trefa Bli is nice and tam levgam. So why is it also the Hatchil? So that's Beferish, that's only with the Rabban. Xera, any ben yom, atam ben yom, that's only with the Rabban. That's the last daf of Masechas of the Zohar. So Tosfos writes in one place in Gittin, whenever you have a l'chatchila b'dyevet, l'chatchila should do like this. L'chatchila the get should be written like this. B'dyevet, if you wrote it like that, it's good b'dyevet. So that the whole l'chatchila can only be m'dirabbanon. If it's no good, l'chatchila should be no good b'dyevet either. On the level of d'rabbanon, you have like that. In mitzvahs, Tosfos in the end of Nida points out, when it comes to the area of mitzvahs, you have l'chatchila d'araisa. L'chatchila korban chatas should have four zrikas and the four kanas hamizbech b'dyevet. If you had one zrika, we paskin like bisilul that it's good. L'chatchila should have tchelis and lovin and b'dyevet. If you have one without the other, you'd say an incomplete mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah b'shleimus and a mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. So here there are three opinions in the Tanoim. Gemara keeps on juggling who holds which way. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? But they're clear that there are three opinions in the days of the Tanoim. One Tanoim is of the opinion that a mitzvah of Kriya Deraisa is enough. You said it, and there's no need even l'chatchila to be mashmir liyaznav. Then there's another l'chatchila should be mashmir liyaznav. And b'dyevet, yet said the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus even lo hishmir liyaznav. And then the third sheet is Rabbi Yosi that even b'dyevet you're not yotze if lo hishmir liyaznav, you're not yotze b'dyevet. And it cuts all the way through. It's by mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvahs derabbanan. Whenever you have a mitzvah of kriya, yeah. What's the whole makar that l'chatchila or even b'dyevet? What's the makar that you should need mashmir liyaznav? So if it's the Gemara says maybe it's from the pasuk in Dvarim, haskei sushma Yisrael. That's on Amid Beis. That's on Tezvav Amid Beis. Or it could be from the pasuk Shma Yisrael hashma liyaznacha. If it's based on Shema Yisrael, Hashma Liyaznacha, so how do you know to carry it over to Birchas HaMazon? Maybe it only applies to Kriya Shema. Tosfos raises that question. So the answer is, that's usually what the word of Mamatzino is all about. You have a pasuk in one place by the Kroshim of the Mishkan where it says, Atzi Shita Momdim. So the Gemara derives from there, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam, you run the Yotze, that's the Gemara Sukkah, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam, whenever you require a natural item that grows from the ground, you have to have kederach gedilosim. An Aron Kodesh that's made from wood, you don't have to have the wood the same way it grows in the ground. You didn't have to make the Aron Kodesh from wood. You could have made it from metal. It doesn't have to grow from the ground. Made from cheres. But whenever you have a lulav and an esk, whenever you need a natural item that grows in the ground, so you learn out from that pasuk that you need kederach gedilosim. That's what a mamatzina is all about. The Gemara, the first sugi in Bava Kamma. It says, Nuchum Mishor Bar Marve Hever. It doesn't say all it told us, but told the same kayetz b'hem, because you have a mamatzino. Whatever properties Shor has, so all the toldos have the same properties, they have the same thing. Whatever properties Bor has, so the toldos, Avon Hesakenim Asoshenich Meshus Arabim, have the same properties as Bor. So it's going to be the same thing. Told the same kayetz b'hem, that's based on the principle of mamatzino. Amatzina, what are the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben? That's the Midah that we use most often. In the days of the Tanaim, they knew all these fancy Midahs. Now nobody knows how to darshan those things. Klala Pratikla. Nobody today knows how to darshan Klala Pratikla. We don't darshan that. But today, the Gemara has a lashon. Today, the whole learning is Kol HaTorah Kula is midavet, to be midame milsa le milsa. Midame milsa le milsa is mamatzino. We have dinim in the Gemara. Whatever case is sufficiently similar to the case in the Gemara is going to have the same din. So that's the pashtus over here. Even if you have only have a pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashma liyaznacha, that you need lechatchile mashmir liyazna, but that even with the evidence, me'akim mashmir liyazna, whatever you hold. So how do you learn out from Shema Yisrael to Kiddush and the Birchus Hamazon? It's a mamatzin, just like Katzi Shita Mom, the Mom only says by the Kroshim, and you learn out to call it Tar Kula. Did
you ever see
that
Tosas
read
the
Kriyashma
of the
Reis
here?
That's what it sounds like. They're asking, maybe the Pasuk is only there, or is an Asmachta, whatever, I don't know. Yeah, Pashtas here, Tosas is writing as if Kriyashma is the Reis. They're saying, other Dinim of the Rabbana, Kriyashma is the Reis, yeah. Pashtus is, they're assuming that Kriyashma is this. So the only thing the Gemara is negotiating about is what is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Hakoros Hashma v'leishmili ozli yotzad. The Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Yotze. So did Rabbi Yehuda mean only b'di evidah? Did he even mean l'chatchila? So there are two versions, but they're clearly three tanoim. If it's not Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Rabbi Meir. The only pilpul is who holds which way? What is Rabbi Yehuda? Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. What is he on? So the Gemara quoted, among other things, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, the last three lines on Tezvav Meral. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Megillah. Now, there is a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah says at the end of the third period that Mishenim B'chui B'dover Ein Emotzi Osarab Midechai Vosim. If the Baal Tekeya is not obligated to hear Shofar, let's say it's a woman. So a woman is not obligated to hear Tekeya Shofar, so mitzvah says the Shazman Groma. So a woman is not obligated, she's the best Baal Tekeya, and she's blowing Shofar, so the men are not Yotze, because she's not Mechuyif Adov, she can't be Motzi Yosar Ha'am Dechei Vos. Shemeh Kohen only works if the person is blowing, Shemeh Kohen is the basis. How come when someone blows Shofar, how come everybody's Yotze? So the Pashto says that it's based on Shemeh Kohen. There are a few tshuvas in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer's father was a big Talmid Chacham. So the brother of the Avnei Nezer sent him a letter that he once heard from the father that when the Baal Tekeya blows shofar, everybody's yotze with Shemeh Kohenim. So the Avnei Nezer sends him back a letter. It can't be, it doesn't make any sense. Shemeh Kohenim is when you say words, when you say some idea. So you're paying attention. By Tekeya shofar, just making noise. So how can you say Shemeh Kohenim? So he says, no, it must be based on Shlichas. That all the people in the shul, it's understood, are appointing the Baal Tekeya as a shliach. And after a while, it grew on him, and he realized that that's correct. So he sent, there was a correspondence back and forth. And then a couple of months later, every letter has a date, and Avnei Nezer's true. So after a couple of months, he realized that what the brother said is correct, that it does make sense. And the sugya is muchach like that. And sugya Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak, is beferish like that. And when the Baal Tekeya below shofar, everybody in shul is yotze based on Shemeh Kohenim. I was the content. It's a prayer without any words. We're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take care of all of our needs. We don't even know what we're supposed to ask for. We don't know whether we should ask, we should marry that girl. The girl should agree to marry us. Maybe that's poison. Maybe that's the worst thing for us. I should get a job over here. I should go into this graduate school. A lot of times what we think is the best thing for us is the worst thing for us. So we just pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take care of all of our needs. You know better than we do. So there is a Pirush Amilas in the Tekeya Shofar. It's not just a mitzvah to make noise. Here in America, January 1st, they make noise. There's no kavanah. Just on New Year's, they make noise. But by us, on New Year's, on Rosh Hashanah, by us, we don't make noise. It's not a mitzvah to make noise. We pray Takarish Brocha. That's why. Otherwise, it would be a hefsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we blow Shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashas? You know? Yeah. Because it blends it, it's part of the tefillah. Elevates the level of the tefillah. So the Mishnah says there, in the end of the third parak, Rosh Hashanah, Mishenim B'chui B'dover, and Emotzi Yosarabim Midechai Vosim. You can only be Motzi the others if you're B'chui B'dover, and you have to be B'chui B'dover on the same level. let's say one is only mechuyev midrabbanon, cannot be moitzei, one is mechuyev min haTorah. Or Tosis has a suggestion over here that this is the machlokes hatanoim. What about a cotton? The Mishnah quotes Mishnah Megillah quotes machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim regarding a cotton, whether the cotton can be the balkoire to be moitzei the tzibui dechavosam from Mikra Megillah. So cherish and ashoita, cherish means retarded and ashoita means deranged. So they're not mechuyev. They're not mechuyev in mitzvahs, not min haTorah, and they're not mechuyev in the rabban. Depends how retarded. Sometimes a person is slightly retarded, but he has the intelligence of an average 13-year-old child. So that's a bardas. But if a person is retarded, he doesn't have the intelligence of a significantly retarded, doesn't have the intelligence of a average 13-year-old child. So that's called a cherish, is a lav bardas, a cherish and a shaita. Cherish the Gemara has ena shameh ve'ena medaber, because in the days of the Tanoim, one who would be a deaf mute, they couldn't communicate with him, so they couldn't educate him. But the poskim write that the huadinami, if a person is shameh and he is medaber, but he's retarded, so that also has the same din as a cherish. The din is that there's a min haTorah, whenever you need das, a cherish and a shaita have no das. Midrabbanan, they were misakin kiddushin cherish v'chareshes. Not only if a cherish retarded boy marries a retarded girl, sometimes a man doesn't want to have a wife who's going to give him an opinion, so he wants davkit to marry a chareshes. Or sometimes a woman is very opinionated, she doesn't want a husband who's going to boss over her, so she would rather marry a cherish. So the Gemara says they made a takana with the Rabbanan that such a marriage is valid, whether chevish and asa chareshes, a chevish and asa pikachas, a pikach and asa chareshes. There's a perik chevish at the end of Ivam. It's perik chevish, that's the name of the perik. At the end of Masechet Ivam, it's all about this takana de Rabbanan, that there is kiddushin for a chevish, there is kiddush and chevish. So chevish and ishaita not mechuyev and mitzvahs from the Rabbanan, that's a lav bardas. A cotton, there's a cotton she'igir lechinach and a cotton she'lo igir lechinach. Cotton, Rashi writes, cotton she'igir lechinach is 9-10 years old, as it says in Yuma. 9-10 years old, as it says in Yuma, that's about fasting on Yom Kippur. 9-10 years old. That 2 years before Bar Mitzvah you fast the whole day, and 2 years before, 2 years before Bar Mitzvah you fast the half a day. Rashi on the top of Amud Beis says, that's not the she'igir lechinach in other places. Yerushalmi says over there, before the age of 9, you don't allow the children to fast because it'll be a suffix sakon. So that's a different story over there. That's not really the Shia Chinach and Kol HaTorah Kula. Shia Chinach and every mitzvah is, that's what the Brisker points out. There's machlokes Bisham and Bisila, different Mishnayas. So the bottom line, we pass like Bisila. The bottom line Bisila is that the Shia Chinach is different from each mitzvah. Whenever the child is old enough to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, cotton, that's the Lashon HaGemara, the last piece of Gemara in Perek Lulav HaGozel. Cotton HaYedel Lehisateif, if he knows how to put on the talus properly, the father has to buy him a talus with tzitzis. Cotton HaYedel Lishma Tfilo, if he knows how to put on tefillin and to observe the mitzvah properly, not to be mevazeh the tefillin, father has to buy him tefillin. Cotton HaYedel Lenaneh, if he knows how to shake the lulav in all directions, if he's able and to fulfill a mitzvah bishlei musa, then there's a din of chinuch. If he's not able, usually when children are little, they want to shake the lulav, like their parents shake the lulav. So usually when a child is little, he can't even pick up the lulav in the esrei. It's so heavy. And even if he can't pick it up, he can't hold it so long that it should shake north, east, south, left, and up and down. It's too heavy. He can't hold it for so long. But strictly speaking, such a child is not mechuyev, even mitam chinuch min derabban. When it's kot nahe adela naneh, when the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah bishlei musa, so then you say there's a din of chinuch min derabban. So each mitzvah is a different age. By katan hadela naneh, katan hadela hisatev, katan shiocha lechol kazayis, tochkedei achilas pras is chayiv and korban pesach min derabban. Every mitzvah depends whether the child is able to fulfill that mitzvah or not. So by mikra megill also there's a din of chinuch. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Can a katan be the balkari to the motzi the rabbim? So it's unclear. Tosis, the bottom Tosis on Tezvav Manalav raises the question: which cotton are you talking about? That there's a machlekes of Yehuda and Chachamim. That the Chachamim say the cotton cannot be the balkoire, and Rabbi Yehuda says I was the balkoire, When I was a child, I was the Balkari and Rab Tarfon Shul, and he allowed me to lay the Megillah. And the Chachamim said, you must have forgotten, that was 60 years ago, that was a long time ago, you forgot, you don't know what you're talking about, Rab Tarfon would not allow it. That's also strange. What's the Machlekes HaTanan, Rabbi? Rabbi Yudah says, I remember I was the Balkari before my bar mitzvah. He doesn't say whether it's a gila chinuch or le gila chinuch. That's what Tosfos raises the issue. He says, but it's clear, I read the Megillah in shul, and everybody was there saying, Rab Tarfon was the rabbi in the shul, and he allowed it. And they said, Kotten, there's no nemanus to a Kotten. Chacham disagreed. No nemanus to a Kotten. What's Takata did? A Kotten Shehigdal, now he's already 50 years later. So Kotten Shehigdal has no nemanus, so he does have nemanus. So that's a mission at the end of the second parak in Ksubis. The mission talks about Kiyum Ashtar. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1 million and it's signed by Adam, and you say you don't know who I am, how can you have borrowed $1 million from me? You never heard of me. It must be a forgery. It can't be true. It's signed by two Adam. So Minatayra, I say, it's not a forgery. It has two signatures. You got to pay. So you taina, it's mezuyif, and you taina, let's call the Adam and see if they'll remember signing such a shtar. So Minatayra, you have no taina. And the Rabbanan, they made a takana that you can tie in a mizuyif, and I have to make a kiyum ashtar in order that I should be able to collect the money. But in the Torah, you don't need any kiyum ashtar. So because kiyum shtaris is only needed mid the Rabbanan, so that's why there are coolest regarding kiyum shtaris. You can do kiyum ashtar shalob if they are baldin. Even I'll bring the Edom on the common and testify that this is their handwriting, or other people will recognize the handwriting. Shalob if they baldin, not in the presence of the loiva. So that's a coolie. You have a lot of coolies in Kiyum Shtaris because Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabban. So the Mishnah has one of the coolest. The Kotten Shehigdil. The kid says, my Rebbe used to write on the blackboard every day in his handwriting the Jewish date. He would write the Parshas HaShavua. So I recognize the Rebbe's handwriting, and I recognize the Chasima on the Shtar, that's my Rebbe's handwriting. He had a unique handwriting, inimitable handwriting. And I recognize it. So Kotten Shehigdal, the Kotten says, I remember Bekatnusi, that was 50 years ago, I remember that was my Rebbe's handwriting. So by Kiyum Ashtar, since it's only Midrabban, he's Neman, and by everything else, by Dinim, we need Edim and Atayra, so Kotten Shehigdal, Eden Amad Lahoid Begodla Masheroa Bekotla, he's not believed to say, he remembers something from the time he was a Kotten, only by Dinim Midrabban. So what's the story over here by Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is not Minatar, Mikra Megillah is Midrabanan. So Rabbi Chalap's father, Zechon Elorach, was a very big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Chil Michal Chalap. My father used to learn Becharusa with his father. But my father was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so none of the European students, none of them can afford any tuition. So the yeshiva used to give them food and clothing, and the cafeteria was open all week long. On Shabbos, the cafe was not open. It was closed on Shabbos. So they set all the guys up to eat by balabatim. So my father always ate kavua by the same balabas. That's why my father met my mother. My mother was related to that balabas. My father was the yeshiva bachur who was eating there. And they got married. And that was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Chalap's shul, where Rabbi Chalap Senior had a shul. My father used to learn. Rabbi Chalap Senior was much older than my father, so my father used to learn with his father every Shabbos. So Rabbi Chalap's father has a dvar about this. He points out there's a machlekes achreinim regarding mikra megillah. We have dinim derais and dinim derabban, and we have something in between that's known as dibre kabbalah. Dibre kabbalah means neviim uksuvim. When you have a din and neviim uksuvim, that's called dibre kabbalah. It's a question what that term means. We spoke about it. Dibre kabbalah. The Gemara in the first daf from Bava Kamma says, "Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafina." So on the side of the Gemara, in the margin, they write, look in Rashi in the end of Chulin, Rashi explains why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. So Rashi writes in the end of Chulin that Nevi'im Uksuvim is Divrei Kabbalah because when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Alei Elai Ha'ora, Ve'etun Lachos Luchos Ha'Eben, Ta'atora Ba'amitzvos, Asher Kasabti Lahorosam." So the Gemara says, the rest of the Chamishah Torah, the Hamitzvah refers to Torah Shabbat Peh, Asher Kasavti is a reference to the Nevi'im Uksuvim. The Ha'irosim is a reference to Gemara. Oh, we had that over here. That was in Brachas Daf Hei. Where did that come? So we must discuss it then. So Asher Kosafti is a reference to Nevi'im Maksuvim. So Rashi writes, all the Nevi'im Maksuvim, all the ideas, the history, not, but all the ideas, all the Hashkafa that appears in Nevi'im Maksuvim was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And then it was only written down later by the different Nevi'im. So that's called the Rekabola. It was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him all the ideas that appear in Nevi'im Maksuvim. And the Shittim Kubetzes on Beis Amidbeis in Bava Kama has a different reading. Instead of Dibre Kabbalah, that it's a Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Amasorah, Shittim Kubetzes reads a Dibre Kivola, words of complaint, that the Nevi'im was sent to complain to the Jewish people to give Tochocha and Musar, that they're violating Averis. So you don't refer to Ksuvim as Dibre Kivola. The Nevi'im are Dibre Kivola, words of complaint. So that's a reference to the Nevi'im. So the Gemara in Tainus makes a statement, Dibrei Kabbalah ke Dibrei Torah Damya. Sometimes you have a din, that's a din de Rabbanon, usually called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun, but every so often there are kulas in dinim de Rabbanon. Like Kiyum Ashtar is only in the Rabbanon, so we have a whole list of kulas. You can make the Kiyum Ashtar Sholav Ifnei Baldin, and so on. Kotna Sheigdil is Naman Lahoid Masharo Bekotna. But Dibrei Kabbalah ke Dibrei Torah Damya. That's a Loshan Gemara in Tainus. On Daf Chav Ches, Taisus referred you to that Gemara. On Daf Chav Ches, that Rav Ikla Lebovah, Taisus Yud Dalad Aman Aleph, Rav Ikla Lebovah, and they were saying Halal Amish Chodesh, and he never heard of such a thing. Then he realized that it's a minix on that Daf, on Chav Ches, on the basic. Gemara says there, in the middle of a whole discussion, Dibre Kabbalah ki Dibre Torah Damyan. So Dibre Kabbalah don't need Chizuk, just like Dinim Deraisa don't need Chizuk, everyone will observe it. So Dibre Kabbalah also don't need Chizuk. And Dinim Derabban sometimes need more chizuk than Dinim Derais. Okay, that's a loshon in the Gemara. Rabbi Natam has like that, the Shuvas Maimini, the Hagos Maimini. Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. Hagos Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam, if you ever looked. Magid Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah Mel, they're all working on the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this psakram? Agos Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam. He just tells you what Rashi and Tosfos have to say about that topic. He ignores the Rambam as if the Rambam didn't exist. Like you have the Mechaber and the Ramos, and Mechaber tells you what the Svardim do, and the Ramos says, we don't do that. We do what the Ashkenazim do. So the Agos Maimini on the bottom of the page, he doesn't even comment on the Rambam. He just tells you what Rashi and Tosfos say on the topic. It has nothing to do with the Rambam. Then you have the Tshuvas in the back of each Sefer, the 14 Svardim, Yad HaChazakah. Tshuvas in the back have absolutely nothing to do with the Rambam. The Tshuva is mostly from the Maharam Rutmerg and other Bali Atosim that are totally unrelated to the Rambam. In the end of Chelek Moed, so he gives you all the Tshuvas about Pesach, about Shabbos, about Shavuos, about Sukkot. It has nothing to do with the Rambam. Doesn't quote the Rambam. They didn't have any Rambams, the Bali Atosim. So the Agos Maimini on the bottom of the page quotes the Rabbi Natan that that there was a time that fasting some Gedalia, he happens to be talking about some Gedalia. He says there was a period in history that fasting at some Gedalia was Medivri Kabbalah. You mukhiv to fast Medivri Kabbalah. Because the Navi, when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, so the people asked the Navim, should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? Ha'evka b'chodesh ha'chamisha hinovi. Should we still fast on the fifth month? This and here, Simon Tam is off, the fifth month is off. They used to have a minik to fast on Shivas B'Tamas on Gedalia and so on. So the Navi said, yeah, sometimes he mechuyif to fast Medivri Kabbalah. The Rabbi Natam is quoted in Hagos Maimini as saying, when fasting on some Gedalia, happens to be some Gedalia, used to be Medivri Kabbalah, used to be required Medivri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Damyan. So the only one we would permit to eat on some Gedalia would be a Chalushi Esh B'Sakon, same as on Yom Kippur. But B'Manazem, it's not no longer Bedivri Kabbalah. Strictly speaking, Ratzim Mesanim, Ratzim Mesanim. It's optional if you don't want to, you don't have to fast. The only thing is the Bahak says, Kvar Shavi Olai Chayvis, it's only a minute. So therefore, anyone with a Chol Hashem Sakan is allowed to eat, like all the Dinim Derabban, that you're allowed to eat on a Tainus Derabban. So that idea that appears in the Gemara there in Tainus, Dav Chav Chesim, Beis Dibri Kabbalah, Dibri Terah Damyan, Mar there says it about chizuk, about the fasting the day before, fasting the day after. You don't say it's also to fast on Friday and Sunday because as a gzera, you're afraid people are going to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you're going to make gzera, Yom Shalafon or Yom Shalach, you're not allowed to fast also. They never made such a gzeirah. That's a din deraisa. Dibre Torah ain't tzrich mechizin. Dibre Kabbalah also ain't tzrich mechizin. But a din derabbanon, tainus, the Gilas tainus is only a din derabbanon. So some of them made a din day before, day after. You're not allowed to fast either. So the Rabbin Atam takes that Gemara seriously. Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah. I'm going to get to who's allowed to eat on some gedalia. If it's really, if a fast day is really Dibre Kabbalah, you would only permit one to eat. It would be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But Bisman Azad Rabbi Natam says fasting on some Gedalia is only totally Berotzim Misan and Rotzim Misan. Just the Bahag says, Krash Av Yolai Chayva, so today we can be Mekel. So here also, so there's room to say, Mikra Megillah is a Machloik HaSachrein. Rabbi Kivege quotes from the Turi Evin, from the Shagazari Sefer on Megillah, that if you have a Sofik, whether you were Yotzim Mikra Megillah, let's say they were making noise by Haman, and you're not sure if you missed the word or not. Not sure if you missed the word in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch quotes from Turi Evin, just like Sufik Deraisa Lechumer. So Mikra Megillah is Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah Damian, so Sufik Dibre Kabbalah Lechumer. So you have to hear Rabbi the Mikra Megillah. And others disagree. The Min Katcha, usually Machmar everything, but this is Mekalan. So he brings rice from the Gemara that reading the Megillah is not the Rekabal, it's only the Rabbanan. So that's a machloike sachreinim, where the Mikra Megillah has the status of the Rabbanan, has the status of the Rekabalah. So Rabbi Chalap's father has this charifas. He says, what's the din of Kotten Shehigdal? So Kotten Shehigdal is not neman to say namonis on a din de rice, only neman to say namonis on a din de Rabbanan. Like here, Mashtar is only with the Rabbanon. So the Elon Aman Blahid Begodlan, Mashiro Bekotlan. So the Mishnah has the whole did not to go Chutz Letchum Al Pai Mam is only with the Rabbanon. So the kid is going to say, I remember as a child we used to walk out Kan Balo Yoiser. He remembers before his Bar Mitzvah, his father used to take him for a walk on Shabbos. Father said, Ad Kan Chum Shabbos, you're not allowed to go past it. So the kid is Nemo to say, Kishahigdil, Mashiro Bekotno, or the Kiyah Mashtar, or he says, with the Rabbanan, there's a din that a person comes to the city, he says it's a Kohen, so you're not supposed to believe him. You have to have Eidim aside from him. So what if the Eid who comes and says, I remember he's a Kohen, I remember we used to be in Cheder all day long, and his father would sometimes take him out in the middle of the day to take him to the mikveh as a little boy before Bar Mitzvah because he needed Harav Shemesh. So I remember the kid was a Kohen because the father took him out early, took him to the mikveh, brought him back to class. His hair was wet, so I remember the guy's a kohen. So the kid is neman, ela neman v'lohayt begotlan mashiro bekotlan, because the whole need for bira that he's a kohen is only with the rabbanim, and atar he's neman on his own. So whatever the whole need for aid is, the whole issue is only with the rabbanim. So kotn shehigdil is good. So here Rabbi Yudah says kotn ha'yisi. I was before bar mitzvah, and I was a balkari, and Rab Tarfon shul, and Rab Tarfon allowed. So he screamed, a kotn shehigdil is not neman. So why do Rabbi Yudah think that a kotn shehigdil neman? So that's Rabbi Chalap suggested. That's the machloikis. Rabbi Yehudah felt that Mikra Megillah is a din de rabbanon. She kotn shehigdil is neman. The Chachamim disagreed, and they think no, that Mikra Megillah is a divrei kabbalah. It's not a din de rabbanon. It's a divrei kabbalah ki divrei Torah damyon. So you have to be machmer. So dinim derais a kotn shehigdil is ena neman. So he said, and this machloikis where the kotn shehigdil is neman is the nekudas hamachloikis that they had. What's the issue whether Kotten can lay in the Megillah? So the Shaila is, a Kotten is Mechuyim Mitam Chinuch Midirabbanan to read the Megillah. Everybody else in Shul is also Mechuyim Mitam Midirabbanan. So he's the Rabbanan, they're the Rabbanan. So everybody's on the same level. If he's a Kotten, Shehigil Achinuch. So why is there a Machlokes? So some of the Rishayim say the Machlokes is, no, but the Kotten is only Mechuyim Mitam Chinuch Midirabbanan. The Tzibur is Mechuyim Midirik Kabbalah. Midirik Kabbalah is a higher level than a din de rabbon. So the Chachamim hold Kotten is Eino Motzi as Harabim Midei Chavosim, because they hold Chinuch of the Kotten is a lower level Chiyuv, it's only Chinuch, and the Tzibur is Mechui Midei Rekabola. So the Shittosim, they hold it, and Mikra Megillah is the Rekabola, so the Shittosim a Kotten Shehigdal is Eino Neman. So they say, Kotten HaYisabos Hoshua Eimid Vim Raim Min HaKotten. You don't have namonis. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in principle. He says, no, Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, Kotten Shehigdil is namon. And I'm telling you, I was the Baal Kohen, right? Oh, look who's here. Did I say it over correctly? So, very limited geshtikal Torah. Very Levitikus Torah. It's printed in one of his Svarim. Yeah. So the two machlekes in Atali Zebezeh, whether Kotten Shehigdel is Neman, is in the same Nukudas and machlekes, whether the Kotten is on the same level Chiyuv as the rest of the Tzibur. If the Chiyuv Diri Kabbalah, if the Chiyuv Mikrim Gilad Diri Kabbalah, so the Kotten Metam Chinach is only Midirabbanan, that's a lower level Chiyuv. But if the Chiyuv Mikrim Gilad is Midirabbanan, then the Kotten is Midirabbanan, so everybody's on the same level of Chiyuv. So you can be Moitzi there. That's a Harifas. That was one suggestion. Yeah, if you say it like that, then you would say, let's say, a kotten to be madlik ner Chanukah for a gadol, there wouldn't be any machlokes, because ner Chanukah is not in Tanakh. Mikra Megillah is in Tanakh. The story of Esther happened during the 70 years of Golas Babel, the 2 or 3 years before Binyan Bayis Sheni. So that appears in Tanakh. But the story of Chanukah is nowhere in Tanakh. It was predicted. The Navi Chagai predicts, he says in advance, a great miracle is going to happen in the Bayis Sheni. And Rashi writes in his commentary on Treyosa that the Navi Chagai is saying Benavuah that Nes Chanukah is going to occur. Because everybody thinks that Bayis Sheni was missing so much. There's no Kedusha there. Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman is going to make a tremendous miracle, and everybody will realize there is a Hashuas HaShechina. And when the Bayis HaShlishi will be built, it'll be a Hemshech of the Bayis Sheni. And it'll be obvious and apparent and clear to everybody that there was a Shekhinah there the whole time. So the story of Chanukah doesn't appear. The prophecy, there's going to be a tremendous Nes, that appears in Tanakh. So in the Mechaber, Mechaber writes, a Kotten can light Neres Chanukah for a Godel. And he writes, a Kotten cannot read the Megillah for a Godel. So the Mefarshim ask, isn't it a stira? If a Kotten is no good to read the Megillah for the Godel, that was a Machlek Sabirin the Rabbanon. So how come the Kotten is able to light Neres Chanukah for the Godel? So the answer is, no, Chanukah is the Rabbanon, the Kotten is the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon same level. But Mikra Megillah, that's exactly the Machlekes. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, they hold Mikra Megillah is the Rekabbalah. So the Chiyuv of the Kotten is only with the Rabbanon, a lower level of Chiyuv. There's such a sugya. There's a Ramban and Mohammed on Brachas on the bottom of the roof. It's later, the Ramban and Perek Shalosh and Shachlo. Ramban has a Loshan that if the Balkore who's reading the Megillah or the Baltikeh who's blowing the Shofar is going to be Motzi the Tzibur, Yidechai Vosam, so the Mishnah says in the end of the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah, Mishenim B'chi B'dobre and Emotzi Rab Medechai Vosam, you have to be a Bar Chiyuva. So the Ramban has a Loshan, it's like being Mafrish Shuma Menapotar Al Achiv. You have to be mafresh tuma min achiyav al achiyav. If you have something that min ator is not chayv in truma, it's only chayv in the rabbanon, and you're going to be torim from this on something else that it is chayv in truma min ator. So that's min apotar al achiyav. So there's a whole sugi menoches. What if I have three different farms? I have three different bushels of food. So it's all the rabbanon, but each one is a different the rabbanon. So not all the dinim derabbanon are on the same level of severity. There are some dinim derabbanon that are more chomer than others. A din derais is a din derais. They're all on the same level. Sometimes you get an einish misa, sometimes you get malchus for violating a din derais. But a din derais is a din derais. Dinim derabbanon, they're not always on the same level. They're not always on the same level. That's what Tosis suggests over here. Tosis says there is a gemara. Taisus learned Pshat in the Mishnah differently. What did Taisus say? This is a famous Taisus. Taisus says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here? Where the Kotten can read the Megillah. So we're talking about a Kotten Shehigil HaChinuch, they say, and the Kotten is Mechuyim and the Rabbanon. So the Tzibur is Mechuyim and the Rabbanon. Aren't they on the same level? So Taisus says, no. The whole Chiyim Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanon, and the Kotten is only the Rabbanon. So the Kotten is a trade Rabbanon. Everybody in Shul is a Chad Rabbanon. The adults and the Kotten is a trade the Rabbanon. So a trade the Rabbanon is a lower level din the Rabbanon than a chad the Rabbanon. Something is only a mitzvah based on a combination of two din the Rabbanon. So that's a weaker din the Rabbanon than if it's a chad the Rabbanon. We have that din in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say if you have a shvuz de shvuz, so we pass on shvuz de shvuz, but makam mitzvah is muta. If you have one shvuz, it's not muta, but makam mitzvah. You have two shvuz. Yeah, what's the mocker for that? Anybody know what's the mocker for that din? If you have a shvuz, the shvuz is muta b'maka mitzvah. The makar is a gemara in Erevin. The gemara says, "How you nuka the yishtapech amibe? It was a baby boy who was born on Shabbos, and then the bris was scheduled for next Shabbos, Mili Bismanas Decha Shabbos. And in the days of the Gemara, they used to heat up water in advance and bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. So if you don't have warm water, so you just don't do the bris. So they had prepared water before Shabbos, and all the water spilled out. So come Shabbos morning, they have no hot water, so you can't do the bris. But there was an area that had a mechitza around it, but they forgot to make an erev. They forgot to put away the box of matzahs to be on b'shutfas by all the Shamish Shabbos who live in that section of the city. So the Gemara says they asked the goy to carry in the chotzer sheni morevis. On the level of the raisa, it's one big rishus hayochid, because there's a mechitza around the whole area. But midrabbanan, that's takana shleim ha-malachi, not allowed to carry without an erev. Erev means you need mechitzas around, and then you need to put a box of matzah. The box of matzahs, that's on b'shutfas, is called the erev. So the Gemara says, because it's on mirali akum and carrying in a chotzer sheni morevis, shvus de shvus, mutav makam mitzvah. So Taisus in Gittin, Daf Chesed and Beis, has 2 days. One opinion is that that's only Mila. Mila b'zmana is Decha Shabbos. Mila is a malacha. So Mila b'zmana is Decha Shabbos. So that's usual. But any other mitzvah, you wouldn't allow shvus de shvus. And the other opinion of Taisus is the accepted opinion. 2 opinions quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And then the common practice is, we're mekala, shvus de shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter. Some Achraim said shvus de shvus b'makam mitzvah is only mutter if it's amir liyakamana de rabbanan. But if I'm doing something, I'm doing it. Not that one of them is amir liyakam. I'm doing something that's only the rabbanan. I'm doing it al yidei shinui. So it's a double the rabbanan. So some Achraim said that you're not mekal on that. So we don't pasch like that. We don't accept that opinion. You have rise from the rishon. The shvus is mutar b'makam mitzvah even if it's not al yidei yakam, even if it's al yidei Yisrael himself. So you see from that Gemara that a shvus de shvus, if something is only forbidden because of a combination of two derabbanan, it's a lower level of a din derabbanan. So the Ramban writes in Melchamas later, Tosis quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says sometimes the father doesn't know how to bench, so the child before bar mitzvah is going to say the benching to be mitzi the father. So Gemara says, how can it be? But the child is only made the rabbanis before bar mitzvah, the father is menater. Gemara says, Och maskinon, the father didn't need kidei svi, the father had a kazai. So the olchi b'chzamozen is only the rabban. That's a machlokes. So that's how we paskin. Yeah, the Rabbein Atam paskins that a kazai is the rice. But we don't paskin like that, Rabbein Atam. We paskin that if he ate less than kidei svi, the whole obligation to bench is only made the rabban. So if the father is only mechuyim in the Rabbanan, the child is mechuyim in Tamchino, so the child can be motzi the father. So the Ramban on that Gemara says, "Ishenim mechuyim b'dovrei emotzi esara midecha bosan." He gives as a mushal, it's similar to the din of b'mafrish min apotar al achiyuv. You have to have the both bushels, you have to have potatoes and potatoes, or oranges and oranges. You can't be mafrish potatoes on oranges. If you mafrish min al shenim minoy, it's not chal v'chalav. It has to be the same din. But let's say this is the only chayv in the Rabbanan. This is chayv min ha-Torah. So the one that's only chayv in Trumas and Maisa is min the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa is min ha-Potar al-Achiv. So that's not the... He can't be mash min ha-Potar al-Achiv. So there's a whole sugi menachas. What if all the bushels are the Rabbanan? But they're different the Rabbanans. So the one that's a the Rabbanan kal, you can't be mafish from a the Rabbanan kal and a the Rabbanan chomer. There are different levels of dinim derabbanan. Dinim deraisa are all deraisa. Everything is deraisa, farting. But dinim derabbanan, some of them are gzeris kala, some of them are gzeris chamuris. So Tosfos understood. Tosfos didn't understand like Rabbi Chala. Tosfos understood that the machlekes rebutin derabbanan is. We're talking about a cotton shehigil lachinuch, and the whole mikra migil is only the rabbanon. So the kid's chiyuv is a trade the rabbanon. He's only mechuyev based on a combination of 2 dinim rabbanon. All the people in the shul are adults after bar mitzvah, so they're mechuyev chad the rabbanon. So can a trade the rabbanon be moitzeh chad the rabbanon? So the we paskin no, a trade the rabbanon cannot be moitzeh chad the rabbanon because trade shvus the shvus is a lower level iser. That's why shvus the shvus mak mitzvah is mutter. And a trade rabbanon is a lower level chiv than a chad rabbanon. That's what Tosis says. So Tosis is bothered with a kashif. So how can the kid bench to be moitzi the father? The kid is a trade rabbanon. The father didn't need kidei sviya. So how can the father's chiv to bench is only mid rabbanon? So this son probably also didn't need kidei sviya. So Tesis gives one suggestion, though. The son ate kedei sviya. Little, it depends how old the child is. Sometimes children eat much more than adults. Sometimes children, they're satisfied by eat much less than an adult. Depends what age of a child. Teenage children are growing, so they eat a lot. And the little babies don't eat so much. So Tesis gives one suggestion. The cotton ate kedei sviya, and the father did not eat kedei sviya. So the cotton is a chadar rabbanon, the father is a chadar rabbanon. The cotton is a chadar rabbanon, chinuch is only midar rabbanon, but he ate kedei sviya. The father is a chadar rabbanon, he's a bar chiyuva, but he only ate a kazai. So since they're both a chadar rabbanon, he can be motzim. And Tesis gives another answer, no. Le'olam, the father and the cotton, they both ate less than kedei sviya. They're both in a concentration camp. But they didn't eat kedei sviya at all. They're both starving. After they ate the kazayis of bread, they're both starving. So the cotton is really a trader rabbanon, and the father is a chadar rabbanon. And based on the rules, we should paskin against Reb Yehuda. We should have paskin that the child cannot be moitzi the father, because the child's chiyuv is a lower level than the adult's chiyuv. So Tosfos says, maybe the chiyuv on the father, maybe the chiyuv to bench if he only ate kezayis and kebetza. The Lashon HaGemara is, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Echalta v'savota v'erachta. And when they saw a medakta came on malatzmam, afilu ha-kezayis, afilu ha-kebetza. They're machmer on themselves. So Tosfos is medayik from the Lashon HaGemara, that's a chumra, chumri yaserta. It's a din de rabbanon kal. It's only a chumra mid de rabbanon. It's not even a din mid de rabbanon. So when do you need a bar chiyuva, if you're not a mechuyim bedov, you can't be motzi rabbim dechay vosam, If the other one is mukhiyim at kiyav shayfim in atayra, the other one is mukhiyim in bichas hamazim in the rabbanon. But it's only mukhiyim mitam chumra the rabbanon, so then you don't require that the cotton should be a bar chiyuva to be moitzi the father. So even though the cotton is a trade the rabbanon, the father is a chad the rabbanon, based on the rules and regulations, he should not be able to be moitzi. But because the whole obligation to recite bichas hamazim only chumra yaserta, the whole thing is b'teras chumra means that din the rabbanon kal, so you don't need mechuyim b'dover to be moitzi acher. That's the suggestion. Tosfos gave the two suggestions over here. So let's go again. So there's a Mishnah in Megillah.
The answer is more general. It applies to a lot of things. This you have to figure out each time from you said.
Correct.
Sounds like this is a unique case.
Yeah, correct. The one Tosfos's answer was that the cotton ate kedei sviya, the father didn't eat kedei sviya, so the cotton is a chadar rabbanon, the father is a chadar rabbanon, so it's the same level. And then Tosfos's other answer was no, the cotton, the father and the cotton, they both didn't eat kedei sviya. And the cotton is really only a trader rabbanon, the father is a chadar rabbanon, and usually that doesn't work. But since the whole chiyuv to bench, if you had less than kedei sviya, is only a chumra midar rabbanon, chumra yaser to shani hasam. Hey, medakta kim al atzma, afilu kezayis, afilu akibetzo, so bekal niftar memeno, you don't require mechuyi bedobe to be motzi. Okay. So then you have to judge in each case how serious is the din derabban. Is it a real din derabban or just a chumra mid derabban? Correct. Okay. So the Mishnah Megillah has the same as the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Mishenim mechuyi bedobe, eni motzi asaram dechevosam atkiya shofar. The Mishnah Megillah says the same. That a chayv shoy to be cotton, not mechuyi bedover, can't be motzi the ram b'dechay basan in the mikra megillah. So chayvish, so poshe pshat, chayvish and shoyta la b'nei la bar das, and the cotton is a la bar chiyuv. That's the poshe pshat. So the Gemara says, and cotton is a machlekes hatanai. Rabbi Yehuda says, cotton hayisi. I was before bar mitzvah. I remember chayvish. I was the balkari in shul. And the rabbi in the shul was an Orthodox rabbi, Rab Tarfon, and he allowed it. And the Chacham say, "Kotna Yisa, Vemevim Raimin Akotn. Kotn Sheik, there's only Neman on the Rabbanans, and you're not Neman on Mikra Vigilah." That's the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. So, Tosfos is not sure, Be'ez Kotn Mairi, is the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Rabbanan by Kotn, Shalohi Gielachinuch. Shalohi Gielachinuch. Then the Rabbanon are right. So my time, the Reb Yehuda. Was Reb Yehuda said that the cotton sholoi yelachinuch kamni motzi ram dechevosam? You have to give a doichik answer. Or easier to say is no. We're talking cotton sheken he gelachinuch. So cotton shegelachinuch. So my time, the Rabbanon. So then Rabbi Yehuda is right. The cotton is b'chuyim the Rabbanon. The tzibur is b'chuyim the Rabbanon. So Tosfos says no. The cotton is a trader Rabbanon. He's a chadar Rabbanon. Shine. So Tosfos gives the answer. Or there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that a katan shegiya lechinuch, the father is mechuyev to be mecharachim. The child is not a mechuyev b'davar. The father has a chiyev chinuch. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Who is the chiyev chinuch on? Is the chiyev chinuch on the father, or the chiyev chinuch is on the son? Here there's a Rashi on Mem Chesam and Aleph. Rashi writes, and tell me, katan shegiya lechinuch. Yeah. The Rashi says, there's a Rebbe Kivega has a tzion on that Rashi. Amem Chesam and Aleph. There's a long Rashi there. All the other Rashis are short, and that's a long Rashi. So in the middle of the long Rashi has Vim Taima. Sounds like a thesis. Vim Taima. So the Taima, yeah. So he says, he a katan, a filim of the Rabban and not Mukhiyib. The father is Mukhiyib, but the kid is not Mukhiyib. So the question is, but there's a Beferish Gemara. Taisis quotes the Gemara. That the cotton, here Tosfos on Tezvavim and Aleph. Quotes the Gemara Daf Chof and Beis Cotton Motzi Avu Shaliochal Alakazayis Da'ainu Mid the Rabbanim. The cotton can be Motzi the father. If the cotton is a Yigil Lachinuch, the father only ate Kazayis. He didn't eat Kadei Svir. So the cotton can be Motzi the father. So don't you see the cotton is Bechuy B'dovar Mid the Rabbanim? So some Rishonim had a different Girsa there. Rabbi Kivega points out on Daf Chof and Beis. Where is it? Here, Koshali, yeah. Rabbi Kivega there, and Mem Chesam and Aleph has a Kasha, but on Chofam and Beis, I think Rabbi Kivega has the Kasha. Is there a Gilyan Ashas? Yeah, Gilyan Asha says, I am Biran Megillah, Perik Beis, B'shem HaRamban. The Ramban holds like that Rashi and Memches, that Kotn Shigil Lachinach, the Kotn is never Mechuyib B'dov. The father has a Chiv to me, Mechanach B'chav, Kotn is not a Barchiyuva. So how can the Gemara say that the Kotn can bench to be Moitzi the father? Kotn is not a Barchiyuva, not Mechuyib B'dov. So Rabbi Kivega says, Achaz man reisi b'ramban lo mechamash, yesh lo girsa acheres kan. Ramban is a different girsa. There is no such gemara. According to the Ramban, according to the Rashi Memches, should come out like that. According to the Ramban, that a katan shigir lechinuch is not mechuyiv even with the Rabbanah. The father is mechuyiv, but the kid is not a bar chiyuva. So how can the katan say birchas hamosin to be motzi the father? So he said, the Ramban had a different girsa. It means that the kid is saying the benching, father saying word for word after him. The kid is not being moitzi the father at all based on Shemei Kohen. It's in Gansan a different girsa. But Tosfos had the girsa. Here, Tosfos, Tezvam and Aleph, quotes the Gemara Chofam the base. The cotton can be moitzi the father if the father didn't eat Kidei Sviyam. So Tosfos has the two pshotim. Is it because the whole chiva of the father is only a chumri yaserta midirabbanon? It's a chumri midirabbanon. It's not even a dim midirabbanon. So you don't need mechuyi b'dov to be moitzi him. Oh no, the cotton ate Kidei Sviyam, the father didn't eat Kidei Sviyam. So each one is on the same level of a din derabban. Okay. So that's the machlokes of Yudah and the Chachamim by the cotton, and there different ways to understand what they're fighting about. Yeah, what's the story with the Cheresh and the Shaita? The Cheresh and the Shaita is obvious, but Cheresh and Shaita are not mechuyev at all, because La Bardas. Yeah, but a Cheresh, usually, traditionally, in the opening Mishnayos and Trumas, it says, Chamisha lo yitromu. There are five people that came from Afrish Truma and need Miriyevit, it's not Chal. So the three of the five people are Cheresh to be cut. So Cheresh, then the Mishnah says, Cheresh Adim Chachamim Chacham Mokim is Ein Shameh Vein Medabe. He's a deaf mute. Because in the days of the Tanoim, they couldn't educate a deaf mute, and he's going to grow up to be retarded. He won't be able to function. That's what the Rashash in Gittin points out. Rebbe Zmanazeh, they have a school for the deaf mute in Berlin. And today they can educate them, they can communicate, so maybe today the Pashtus should be like that. It shouldn't have the din of a Cheresh. Cheresh, no din that a Balmum is Potom and HaMitzvahs, a Bala Badas is Potom and HaMitzvahs. So Cheresh, Ein Shemev, Ein Medabib, in the days of the Tanan used to be a La Bardas, because he couldn't communicate. Today that they can communicate. So he should be a Bardas, an Adarab, a person who is Medabib and Ishameh, but is retarded. So the Paschim say that he's Dina Kacheresh. That's what a Cheresh is today. A retarded person is a Cheresh. So how can it be that the Chayrish Adi B'chav M'chav Mokum is Eina Shemei V'Eina M'Dabba? So what are you discussing? The Chayrish is going to be the Balkori. Eina Shemei V'Eina M'Dabba. So you can't read. So obviously you're not talking about that Chayrish Adi B'chav M'chav Mokum. You're talking about Chayrish HaMedabba V'Eina Shemeia. It's just that he's deaf. Wait a minute. The Chayrish HaMedabba V'Eina Shemeia is a Bardas. So why does the Mishnah say that he can't read the Megillah to be Moitzi the others? So that's the Gemara has two pshatim. The Mishnah means to say that even b'di'evit he can't be moitzi the others, because he's simply not mechuyev b'dover. Because the Mishnah goes like the Tana Reb Yosi, who holds on the level of deraisa and on the level of rabbanon, called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. So on the level of deraisa, level rabbanon, if you're not mashmir liozno, whenever you have a mitzvah of amira, to say kiddush and to say birchas hamazon and to blow shofar and to read the Megillah, if you don't hear, you're just not yotze. Period. So the Chayrish HaMedabba V'Eino Shomea is not Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah. There's nothing he can do. Even if he's going to read it on his own, he won't be Yotze. So he's not Mechuyev B'Dover. Not Mechuyev B'Dover. Eino Motzi HaSarab Me'Dechai V'Asam. So that's one pshat. That the Mishnah Megillah goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi Yidisnan. The Korev L'Hashmir Li'Ozna Lo Yotze. So since Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze Kiddush, you're not Yotze Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotze Kiddush Shofar, so you can't be the Bal Tekeh, you can't be the Bal Kori to be Motzi the others Dechai Vos. Or the Gemara suggested, maybe it goes like the other Tana. There is another Tana. I'm not sure who the Tana is, but it's Reb Yehuda or Reb Yehuda B'Shem, who is Reb Yehuda B'Shem whom? Reb Lo and Azariah. So there is a Tana who says that lechatchila should be mashmeli ozno, lechatchila deraisa. Whenever there's a mitzvah of kriya, whenever there's a mitzvah of amira, lechatchila should be mashmeli ozno. And b'di'evit, if lechatchila ozno yotze. There are three opinions. Rabbi Yossi's opinion that even b'di'evit lo yotze if you're not mashmeli ozno. The middle opinion, lechatchila should be mashmeli ozno, b'di'evit if you didn't, you're yotze. And the third opinion is even lechatchila you don't have to be mashmeli ozno. There's nothing wrong with saying Kiddush and saying benching and saying Kriyashma so softly that you're not even Mashmiliyot. So there are clearly three opinions in the days of the Tanoi. So the Gemara says maybe that Mishnah that says in Megillah that if the Cheresh, obviously is a Cheresh HaMedaber, Ve'en HaShomea, the Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'en HaShomea is going to be the Bal Korei. So since he is not Shomea, so he's not Yotzei Lachatchila, so even those who listen to him are also on the Yotzei B'Di'evit. It can't be he's Einu Shamea, so he's only Yotze B'Di'evit. So it cannot be that the Tzibur is Yotze L'chatchila if he's only Yotze B'Di'evit. Interesting assumption, the Gemara has. Why? But they are Shamea. But the Tzibur is Shamea. He's Medabev Einu Shamea. So he has no choice. Shas HaTchakir Yevid Dami B'Di'evit on the level of the Yotzeh. If you're going to say Kiddush and you're going to say Birchas HaMazon, you're going to blow shofar, lechatchila should be mashmili ozno b'di'evit. If you didn't, you're also yotze. But what if you can't? The guy's deaf. He can't be mashmili ozno. So you have no choice. So he's yotze without being mashmili ozno. Shas hatchak b'di'evit. Yotze lechatchila with what usually is only b'di'evit. So since the Balkori himself is medaber v'eino shomea, he's only yotze b'di'evit. So the tzibur, even though they can't hear. If they wouldn't hear, they wouldn't be Yotze. They're not hearing the Mikra Megillah. They do hear. Let's say the Bal Korei reads the Megillah and everybody in Shul is paying attention. So they only Yotze B'di'evit or the Yotze L'chatchila? Yotze L'chatchila. Shemei Kohen is good L'chatchila. So what's the problem over here? The Bal Korei is deaf. The Bal Korei has no choice. He's only Yotze B'di'evit because he's Medaber V'Eino Shomea. But the Tzibur is Shomea. So the Tzibur is Shomea. So it's Shemei Kohen.
Like, he can't be more than he is.
Why not? He's on the Yotze B'di'evit because he doesn't hear the Mikra Megillah. He has no prayer. He doesn't hear it, so he's on the Yotze B'di'evit. So since the Balkar himself is on the Yotze with his Kriya B'di'evit, so it can't be that the Tzibur is Yotze L'chatchila. Why not? But they hear. They hear, and that's Shemei Kohen.
Can't hear more than he's hearing.
He doesn't hear anything. No, he's deaf. He doesn't hear anything. He can't be
more than he's
Yotze. Can't be. Why not? That's the show. Why not? Why can't there be Yotze more than him? So you see from the Gemara, that's what Avnei Nezer has a comment on. Avnei Nezer has a Shaila in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Tshuvas on the order of the Shulchan Aruch. And Hilchas Rosh Hashanah has a Shaila. The Baal Tekeir already blew Shofar and Shul, and he went home and he made Kiddush and he benched, he finished, and he goes to the hospital. So does he have to, when he blows Shofar for the people in the hospital, does he have to hear the Tekiyas? He was Yotzei ready in the morning. What if he puts earplugs and he doesn't hear anything? What if it's possible to put earplugs? He doesn't hear anything. Are the people in the hospital Yotzei with the Tekiyas Shofar that
he can hear?
Huh?
He can hear.
He can hear, but he's putting in an earplug, so right now he's not here. So he proves from this Gemara, why should there be such an idea? That it can't be that the listeners are Yotzei to a greater extent than the Baal Koyre. If the Baal Koyre is Eino Shomer, he's only Yotzei B'Dieved, so then the Tzibur can only be Yotzei B'Dieved. Why should that be so? But they hear it. So Shomer Koyne is good l'chatchila. So he says, you see from this Gemara, this is the Shtigul Torah, the Rav. Ablazer Pchinsky told the Chazon Ish, he writes in the Sefer Chazon Ish, was masking with him. That's a good pshat. The whole thing says in the Avnei Nezer. I remember when he said this shiur here in Washington Heights, I was sitting next to him by Shalosh Shudas. So I told him the whole Shigul Torah of Avnei Nezer is very exciting. He didn't realize that. But he said the Chazon Ish was masking with him. He said, you see from this Gemara that when I read the Megillah, I was already out in the Megillah before. I already heard Tekiyas Shofar. When I read the Megillah a second time for you, or I blow Shofar a second time for you, I'm really blowing for myself. Kol Zman that there's a Jew left in the world who wasn't Yotzei yet, so I wasn't fully Yotzei. So I have to blow Shofar for myself. I already was Yotzei Shofar. But I blow a second time because I wasn't fully Yotzei, as long as there's a Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear Tekiyas Shofar yet, so I wasn't fully Yotzei. So he's Yotzei along with me. He's Yotzei along with me. So I have to hear, when I blow Shofar for you, I have to hear the Shofar. If I don't hear the Shofar, I'm not being Yotzei anything. So I'm just blowing Shofar for you to be Yotzei. Shema Kaina doesn't work like that, just you hear. I have an obligation to blow Shofar a second time, or to read the Megillah a second time, even though I was ready Yotzei. I have an obligation, Kozman, there's one Jew left in the world that wasn't Yotzei yet, I have an obligation to read the Megillah, to blow Shofar again, if that'll help someone else. And when it helps the other person, he's being Yotzei along with me. So I have to hear the Shofar the second time. So otherwise you don't understand here in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? That if he is Medaber Ve'eino Shomea, the Cheirish is blowing, who's reading the Megillah over here, he's Eino Shomea, so since he's on the Yotzei B'Dieved, so the Tzibur is on the Yotzei B'Dieved. Why? But the Tzibur Shemei Koine. So you see from the Gemara that it's my mitzvah that carries over to them. So if I'm on the Yotzei B'Dieved, you can't say that they're Yotzei more than me. I'm being Yotzei, and they're being Yotzei along with me. With my Mikra Megillah, they're being Yotzei. So they can't be Yotzei more than I am Yotzei. So since I'm only B'Dieved, they're only B'Dieved. That's what we say a Chiddush in the Gemara.
Didn't we say this wasn't Shemei Koine?
Based on Shemei Koine, so the question, what does Shemei Koine mean? What does it mean? So it doesn't mean you're Shemeya, so it's as if you said Amen and call it, let's say Shemeya Kiraina and call it Amikil Hotzi Bracha Mipivdami. So that's by Bracha. What about Mikra Megillah? Also Shemeya Kiraimer. If you're paying attention to the Mikra Megillah, it's considered as if you said the Megillah. And Shemeya Kitokeya, if you're paying attention to the Tekiyas, it's as if you blew the kiyas yourself. So it's not so poshut. If you say like that, so why can't be Yotzei even if I'm deaf? You should be able to be Yotzei also, even if I don't hear anything. You hear the kiyas, so you're Yotzei. So you see, for the Gemara, it's no good. Let's say the deaf person, but Kiyas Shofar, if he can't hear the kiyas, so then he's not mechuyev at all. By Mikra Megillah, if he can't hear the Megillah, that's a machlokes of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that you're not Yotzei. If you read the Megillah, you're not Yotzei. So then you can't be the Baal Koyre to learn for other people. According to Rabbi Yehuda B'Dieved, you will be Yotzei. So the Tzibur will be Yotzei B'Dieved. So you see, you don't say Shemei Koine. Whoever pays attention is considered as if he read the Megillah himself. Not so simple. Whoever pays attention is considered as if they're joining along with me and my fulfilling the mitzvah. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah now, and they're joining along with me. So my kiyum my mitzvah carries over to them as well. I already was yotzei in the morning. No, yotzei moitzei means if there's one Jew left who didn't hear the kiyus yet, didn't hear the Megillah yet, I'm still mechuyev to read the Megillah to blow shofar if it's going to help another Jew. And he's yotzei along with me to the extent that I'm yotzei, he's yotzei. So if I don't hear, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm only yotzei b'dieved, so they'll only be yotzei b'dieved. You see a chiddush from the Gemara. It's a big chiddush. Even though the whole story is Shamea, just the Balkari is Einu Shamea. So since the Balkari would have only been Yotze B'Yevin, so the Tzibra is only Yotze B'Yevin. That's the Gemara's assumption. You see something about the definition of how Shamea kind of works from this Gemara. Anyway, these are the three opinions. Three opinions in the Tanoim. When you have a mitzvah of Amira, you don't even need lachatchila mashmir liyoznam, or you need even the ikuva mashmir liyoznam, or the middle sheet, it's a question, who is it? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, is it also Rabbi Yehuda agrees or he disagrees? So that the Gemara is not sure whether he disagrees with his Rebbe or not, but at least in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lachatchila should be mashmir liyoznam, and b'dievet, if you didn't, you would be yotzei. Tzorech, yeah. Tzorech usually means lachatchila. Akaris Hashma Tzarech Sheyashmir Liyozim Hashem Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. That's the Gemara here quotes the whole pasuk, and on the base they quote the same brisa that they don't have the whole lashon Shema Yisrael. It just says on the base Shema Yisrael Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Akaris Hashma Tzarech Sheyashmir Liyozim Hashma Yisrael. Doesn't say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. It could be they meant the other pasuk Askeis Shema Yisrael. It's a question, what is the mocker of the lechatchila deraisa here? In mitzvahs, Tosfos says in the end of Nina, mitzvahs you can have a lechatchila deraisa. Lechatchila deraisa means the mitzvah b'shleimusa is like so, but yeah, but it's a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. In Isurim it can't be. There isn't a Tosfos. In Isurim there's such thing as a lechatchila deraisa. If it's kosher b'dieved, then it's kosher lechatchila also. But in mitzvahs you can have a mitzvah b'shleimusa and a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. So this is a Mechudish Diki Gemara. There is a Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim, but the Gemara has a famous line that the Bedikas Chometz is only by the Rabbanim because Mederaisa Mevatla Belibo Vedayo. So the Rishonim have a discussion. What do you mean Mevatla Belibo? Just hearer. Mevatla Belibo is enough hearer. So they quote the Ramban that Mevatla Belibo doesn't mean Bimachshava. No. It means he's not Mashmir Liyoznov. So just like over here it says, what does it say? A person is going to be mevarch b'chus hamazon belibo. Doesn't mean he benches behirer. Here kedibah is a machlokes later, in the next parak, I think, whether here kedibah, the end of the third parak. Whether here kedibah domi, here lab kedibah domi, yeah, by a balkari, it should be maharer, belibo kriyashma. But here we're not talking about hearer. Here we're talking about korah belibo. You shouldn't say belibo. Lo yivarch b'chsam ozim belibo. Belibo means without being mashmir liyozna. So that's how the Rambam interprets over there. That mevatla belibo v'dai bit luchamitz belibo does mean belibo. It means bedibur, but it doesn't have to be mashmir liyozna. It's not a mitzvah of amira that you should have lachatchil. It should be mashmir liyozna. So this is a very fascinating gemara. Yeah. Is there a difference between Kriya Shema and the other mitzvahs? On Amin Aleph, the Gemara lumps everything together. Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaMitzvahs, everything is all the same. The Brocha Lechatchila, it says, Orum. If a person is not dressed, he's undressed. Lachatchila should not be mafish truma, but b'dieved if he's mafish truma, it's chal. Chamisha lo yitroma v'in torma ein tromasim truma. There are five people that he can be mafish truma, even b'dieved it's not chal. The cheresh ha'tivikot and another two, and then it has a few people should lachatchila not be mafish truma, but b'dieved it is chal. So one of them is orum because he can't say the brocha. Liyor bucha erva's dover. You're not allowed to say a brocha. Can they get ervon? So that's not right to be mafresh chuma without saying the bracha. That's not right. So the Gemara says over here, if it's L'chadchili you need mashmir oznav, or b'diyebid you need mashmir oznav on the Birchus HaMitzvah. Birchus HaMitzvah is only the Rabban. L'chadchila b'diyebid, you're like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that l'chadchili you need mashmir oznav. Or you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that even b'diyebid you need mashmir oznav. So he can't say the bracha. So true that Birchus HaMitzvah is not miyakev, because the mitzvah is the rice, so the bracha is only the Rabbanon, that's the Loshon HaGmar, but still l'chadchili you got to say a bracha. So you shouldn't have the Orem, you shouldn't have the Cheresh Einu Shameh, you shouldn't have him be Mafrish the Shumah, because he won't be able to say Bracha at all if he's Orem, or he won't be able to say the Bracha Bishlei Musa because he's Einu Shameh. So Lachatchil you have to be Mashmir Yosnav. So you should have someone else be Mafrish the Shumah and say the Bracha. So the Gemara Namad Aleph equates all the mitzvahs of Amira. Kriya Shmavit, Birchas Hamazon, and Kiddush, and Mikra Megillah, huh? Yeah, everything. And then on Amud Beis, the other Amarim say, no, there's room to distinguish. That's on Amud Beis. Aleit, Mahachi Yitmar, Machlokes, Bikriyash, Mandech, Sivish, Maizal, Bishamitz, Divri Hakol Yotza. That B'diyevet Yoyotze, without Mashmeli Yotzim. There's room to say the Rabbi Yosi's opinion that Lo Hishmeli Yotzim, Lo Yotza, is only by Kriyashma, because you have to Zeres HaKosov. Shema Yisrael Hashmali Yoznacha. Okay. That's what Tosus said. That's this Gemara is in disagreement here. The Tosus on Tezvavim and Beis, the Imam Asch, Avol B'sham Mitzvah Yotza. Tosus says, Rav Yosef, Palagas Sugya Delel. This Rav Yosef, he splits, he distinguishes. It's only the Machlekes, Rav Yosef and Rav Yudah is only by Kriya Shema, because the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashmali Yoznacha. But as far as other mitzvahs are concerned, nobody would ever say that Mashmir Yoznav is Ma'akev B'diyev. So that's in disagreement with Almad Al. Almad Al, the Gemara says, you're being Dana Ma'amatzina. You learn that there's a Pasuk by Kriya Shema, but from that Pasuk you learn that to call a Torah Kula, that you should be at least L'chadchila Mashmir Yoznav, maybe even B'dievet Mashmir Yoznav, and call the Tikkun Rabban, came the Rais, and Tikkun all the Din Rabban, also the same thing. So that's a Machlekes Almad Al and Almad Beis, Machlekes Amarayim. Yeah, what's it din korva lo dikdik bi yosi yoseho? But that's also machlokes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi. So we paskan halacha gedibish name lahakel. We paskan lahakel in both. Lo hishmil yosnav yotza. And the same is true regarding lo dikdik bi yosi yoseho. He mispronounced a little bit. So then we paskan in both. He says that you yotze b'diyevin. That is the Gemara. Standing more dug up a pasuk in Mishlei. What does it say there, Mishlei? Sholoshen alos izbano. There are three institutions that are never satiated. Sheol, Boitzerechem, and what's the third one? Sheol, the grave. Pasuku, v'seif in Mishlei. Sholoshen alos izbano. So the shoulder is the grave, the people dying every day, never died before, and the grave is the earth wants to take everybody in. We're all going to be dead and buried, everybody's going to die. So the shoulder, the earth is never satisfied, always wants to take, more people should be buried. Okay. And then the rechem, a woman has tashmish. So she wants to have more tashmish. Okay. So the Gemara says there's a comparison between the Rechem and the Sheol. That just like the Rechem takes in the Shechva Zera, but then a baby is born, comes out, and when the Rechem takes in the Shechva Zera, it's Bechashoy. They don't publicize when they're together. But when the baby is born, it's because the colors. Baby comes out screaming. Baby comes out crying, and everybody makes a big thing. So by Sheol, when someone dies, then the earth takes in the dead body, the koil and koilus, because people are crying at a funeral, and people are delivering a hesped, it's noisy. So kavachaymer, that there's going to be a tchis hamesim, it's going to be koil and koilus. So mikan, the Gemara says, when this pasuk of Mishlei is a tshuva to the apikursim, who don't believe in tchis hamesim. So Gemara says, mikan tshuva, tshuva means upkefrek, akasha. It doesn't mean a response. It means the response that they're wrong, that because The kan shuva lo amim ein chiz hameis manato. You have enough in a pasuk in initially that the she'ol is compared to the rechem. The rechem is machnes b'chashoyim moitzi b'koy l'koylus. So the she'ol, the earth, which is machnes b'koy l'koylus, people cry at a funeral, scream and everything, screaming. So kol shken is going to be a chiz hameis, that's going to be with koy l'koylus. Okay. Now the Gemara has a shayla. When you write a mezuzah, you write tefillin. How much you have to write? You have to write the chsavtam al mezuzahs beisecha b'sharecha. The Gemara says, "Yeah, Tani Raboshi a brisa kamei de rava." He presents a brisa that says chsav tom. Chsav tom means it implies ksiva tama. That's the Gemara Masecha Shabbos. Where the dinam of kosev on Shabbos daf. It starts on Daf Kuf base. Let me see. No, it's after Kuf base. Akasim Sheyosu says Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Is be a Rebbe in Brooklyn in the Meir Yeshiva. He said, you can know 100 blatam Masechah Shabbos and still not know the ABC. The Aleph Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. The Aleph Beis is on Daf Kuf Gimel. So that's what you can know, that he was an expert in Masechah Shabbos. That was his expertise. You know, Noshim Zikin also. But it was Yadua for Masechah Shabbos. So it has all the dinim of Ksiva there. So the Shaila is, when you write, so the Gemara says there, Uchsav Tom Yenik Siva Tam, that a base and a chaf are a little bit similar, but you have to distinguish between them. All the letters, you have to write carefully. When you write the Sevetor Tvilna Mezuzi, Yenik Siva Tam. That's the Gemara on Shabbos there in this Sugi. So the Gemara says, also included, not only that the letter should be written neatly, you should be able to identify each letter, Yenik Siva Tam, you have to write every pasuk in Shema V'Hoyoyim Shemoya, in the mezuzah, or the dalet parshas in the tefillin, uchsav tamal mezuzahs b'sechus. It goes on a mezuzah in iksiva tama. You have to write everything, even the pasuk that says uchsav tam. Why do you need a ribuy that you have to write uchsav tam? Why would you have thought you don't have to write uchsav tam? You have to write shema b'yam shema. So of course you have to write uchsav tam. So the Gemara says maybe it goes aliba the rebuta. Aliba the Rebuta, that what? There's a machlokes hatanoim in Masechah Soita. The Soita takes a shvua that she was not, she did not violate Loisinov. And then, because of Akana Soila Sa'ila Basefer, she accepts upon herself, first she takes a shvua, she was not Mizana, and then she accepts upon herself a curse. In case she was Mizana, so when she drinks the water, it should be miraculously, it should cause her to get sick and to die. There's no reason why she should die. If you drink a little ink, it's not poisonous. Maybe it doesn't taste so good, but there's no reason that it should be poisonous. Everything by the Soita is a miracle. The Torah usually, Ein Samach Malanes, Torah, usually you have no right to rely on a miracle, but here by Soita, Parsha Soita, Torah set Lidoris, whenever there's a Beis Hikdash, and a man is choshed, his wife is nus, Torah says he can rely on this miracle, that if the wife gets sick, it's biyodua that she was mezana tachas bayin, he's not allowed to live with her. And the wife does not get sick, so that's a bira goma, he's allowed to live with his wife, even though he thinks that she was mezana, but he doesn't have absolute evidence, so if she doesn't get sick at all, that's a bira that she was tohira. Menitzav in Israel Zor. So there's Machlek Zahatayim, it says, because of Akanus Ha'olus Ha'ela Ba'Sefer. He writes the Olus, he writes the Shvua that she accepts upon herself. If I was Mazana, I should get sick and I should die. Does the Kohen have to write only the Shvua? Or does he have to write also, because of Akanus Ha'olus Ha'ela Ba'Sefer, you have to write that pasuk also? Or is that like, that's like instructions? In tiny letters, they give the instructions. That's not what you have to write. You have to write the shvua is hasoito, on the cloth, and then you have to erase it in the mayim amorim, and then she drinks it. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Does he have to write the olus? Does he only write the olus, or does he write the Tzavos also. Tzavos means what's in small print that says the coin should. Does the instructions what you must have? Why? Who says you have to write them? So the Gemara says, maybe the Braisa that tells me you need a drasha to be marbe ksiva tama. Not only all the oisir should be written with the right shape, but you have to write all the psukim, even uchsav mamzid besecho b'sharecho. Maybe that's needed. I'll leave it there. I've that he holds by Megillah Saita. You don't write the tzavos, you only write the olois. So one might have made a mistake and thought that over here it's a gzereshav v'kosav. There it says v'kosav akonis olos ela basev. There it says uchsavtam. So that's ksiva ksiva. It's not the exact same word, but it's the same verb. So ksiva ksiva, I would have thought it's a gzereshav. So I would have thought just like over there. Maybe by here, by parshas of tefillin and mezuzah, maybe there's no need to write the tzavos here. So kamash malon uchsav tom ksiva tam, and then you have to write everything. Sure. Okay, whatever it is. Bottom line, that's the din. You have to write everything over here. Even though there would have been a half a minute to think that there's no need to write the tzavos. What else does it mean? Just like uchsav tom has the connotation of ksiva tamo, that each letter should have the correct tzuras ha'ois. Uchsav tom, it means you should write everything, you shouldn't leave out a posuk. You have to write the tzavos as well. So the Gemara suggests also v'limadetem osom es b'neichem. So the maritam should be a limud tam, shehei limud chatam, just like a chsav tam, ksiva tamo. So the maritam, or the maritam is limud tam, shehei sheiten revach bein advekim. If the second word begins with the same letter that the first word ended with, and one gives you a whole bunch of examples, alavavcha, alavavcha, b'chol avavcha, b'chol avavchem, and so on, maritam mehera, konav psil, eschem meheretz, yeah. So if you're going to read it quickly, you're going to leave out a letter. So you're only going to pronounce one mem. So he says you have to have limutam, just like in iksivatam, so too you need limutam. So you should be liten revach ben advek. You have to leave a little empty pause in between one word and the other, so a syllable should not get lost. In all languages, when you talk like that, and the first word ends over the same letter that the next word begins with, so you only pronounce that letter once. So the Gemara says when you're saying Kriya Shema, you shouldn't read like that. You should have limutam, she limutchatam. You should pronounce every letter. Then the Gemara says, even though b'di'evit we ask in lo diktek b'os here says yotzei b'di'evit, but l'chatchila it's not right. L'chatchila you have to be medaktek b'os here says. Okay. Fine. Yeah, what does the Mishnah have? A din, the last line of the Mishnah on Tezvav and Aleph. Kor v'toh yachsa l'makam shatoh. Person is saying Kriya Shema, and then he knows that he made from that, at that point they mispronounced the word, they left out a pasuk or something. So go back to the place where he made the mistake. So if you look in the big Mishnayos, they have the Bar Tanurin, they have the Tosis Yontem, they have the Tiferes Yisrael on the bottom of the page, and then on the side by Rebbe Kivegas Haris, then they have a Likud from Achrenim. So on the side they have, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are three opinions about this by Kriya Shema, and it carries over to Kriya Satora also. Let's say somebody, the Balkari, made a mistake in Kriya Satora, or someone made a mistake in Kriya Shema. So it says Korvito Yachsa L'makam Shato. So the three opinions. So one opinion is, let's say I mispronounced it for a certain word, and I read another few lines. So you have to go back to that word which you mispronounced, and from there on you have to read in order, otherwise it's going to be Korel Amafreya. That's one opinion. The other opinion, that's not enough. What do you mean? The word that he mispronounced was in the middle of a phrase. You can't just go back to the word. You have to go back to the beginning of the phrase. And the third opinion is, that's not enough either. You have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Because he shouldn't say half a pasuk. He's going to go back to the beginning of the phrase. That's a shot, let's say, The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a question, what's the correct pronunciation of Timcha Zecher Amalek? Is it Zecher with a Tzera under the Zion, or is it Zecher with a Segel under the Zion? So someone who was close to the Vilna Gaon said, Zecher, Timcha Zecher Amalek. And they showed the Sefer, the Maaser Rav, they showed the Sefer to Rav Chaim Volozhin before they printed it. So he says he doesn't remember that at all. He says maybe the guy had wax in his ears, maybe he didn't hear straight, and he thought the Vilna Gaon said Zecher. He never heard that, and maybe the Vilna Gaon in his old age changed his mind. He says when he was there by the Vilna Gaon, he never said Zecher. So we're not sure whether that's a correct quotation from the Vilna Gaon, that the correct reading should be Zecher. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should say twice. So let's say the person, the Baal Kori is reading Timche Zecher Amalek. So it's enough just to say the phrase again, Timche Zecher Amalek, or do you have to start from the beginning of the pasuk, or you don't even have to say the whole phrase again, Timche Zecher Zecher Amalek. Just say the word twice. So those are the three shittas over here, the three shittas that they quote. Kora v'to Yachzor L'makom Shato means to the word. Just go back to the word and you say from there on, or to the beginning of the whole phrase, or to the beginning of the pasuk. No, you shouldn't turn out that you said half a pasuk. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that it's enough if you go back to the beginning of the phrase. You have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk, and just to say from that word on doesn't really make sense, because it's a word. He's already two psukim ahead. Go back to a word in the middle of the pasuk. So that's. I think that's the Balatanya holds like that.
Wouldn't it be different to those right away, as opposed to going to something later? When you're reading Timcha Zecher Amalek, the person's correcting it right away. So wouldn't you be able to say that even everyone would agree that they say it right away?
Could be. Could be if you correct it right away, yeah. Could be that there, everyone would agree. Mm-hmm. So on that, on Korav Ato, Yachzan, the Makam Shato, the Gemara has this interesting story. That Rabbami Rabasi, Tosi points out there were four people. Rabbami Rabasi lived in Bovel. They were reverends. Rabbami Rabasi, they didn't have smicha. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi were good friends. They lived in Eretz Yisrael and they had smicha. You can only get smicha if you live in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosi points out these were two friends. These were two friends. So they were in Eretz Yisrael. They were preparing a chuppah. Have a kokatron the ginono the Rablozo. Rablozo was one of the Talmidim. There was a classmate there, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon. So he used to make a wooden chuppah. They were katron, they were tying together a chuppah for Rablozo. So he wasn't making it. The friends were making Amalahu. So he said to them, while you're preparing the chuppah, the hoch v'hochi, ezel v'yeshman milsa de bein me'osha, I'll go to Beis Medrash and hear a din, and I'll come back and I'll tell you what I heard. V'aisi v'yeh melechu. Ozal, he went to the Beis Medrash, so somebody is reciting a brisa. Ashkeche letane, the koi kamei rabbi. Hatane means an amor who is reciting a brisa by heart. So he says over at Tosefta, kora v'to, ene del hechan to. So if it's Be'emtza Perek and he doesn't know where he knows he made a mistake in this Perek, he doesn't know where, Yachzor L'Rosh HaPerek, let him go to the beginning of that paragraph. What about Ben Perek? The Perek doesn't know whether he made a mistake after the first Perek or after the second Perek. So if he doesn't know, so Safik D'Raisa L'Chumas, so go back to the end of the first Perek. Don't go back to the end of the second Perek. Go back to the end of the first Perek. Isafik, say it all over. Sure. Beperk Ben, Yachzor the Perek Rishon. Inksiba, Luksiba, say, Uchsaftam on Zuz, Besech, Vesherecha. He doesn't remember whether that's Uchsaftam at the end of the first parasha, at the end of the second parasha. So go to Chumar, Yachzor, Luksiba, Harishonah. So that was what the Tana was saying. The Tana was just reciting a brisa by heart. Omalei Rabbi Yechanan, Sir Rabbi Yechanan made a comment to the one who is reciting the brisa by heart, to Tosefta. So he adds on, he says, Lo shanu elo, shalai pasuk l'man yibu yimechem. He just said, Echsaltam al zid b'sech v'shurecha, does remember whether it's the end of the first parasha, the end of the second parasha, about pasuk, but if his habit is such that he says, Echsaltam al zid b'shurecha l'man yibu yimechem, then obviously, siruchei nokat, he's saying by heart, so he probably realized, he must have finished the second parak in Kriyashma, otherwise he wouldn't have gone on it goes on automatic pilot. So he starts saying Madibri Mech. Obviously he said Hsavtam at the end of the second parasha. So then you say Sirche Nokad Vyasi. Sirche Nokad Vyasi. Obviously he finished the second parasha. So this Rab Loza, the Chosin, comes back and he tells his two friends, Rabbam Rabasi, the Vart, also the Amalahu told Amrulay, so they said to him, that's Givaldik, Ilu Labanu El Shmada Vazedayena. That's wonderful. We never heard of that din before. We're so excited. So there's a famous Taz in Yeridea where he says this din, that a woman, when you salt the meat in order to remove the dam, so you have to rinse off the piece of meat first and then let it, if you rinse it off and it's sopping wet, then you put the salt on. So the salt is going to dissolve in the water. A lot of the butchers who salt the meat don't do it right. So you have to rinse the meat and then let it dry for half an hour. And then you put the salt on and then you let it sit in the salt. Shear mill is 2.5 minutes. Usually they leave for an hour. After that big rush, they leave for half an hour. Okay, but it has to be at least shear mill, 2.5 minutes. And then you have to rinse it off afterwards and then you put it in the pot. So the Taz has a shayla that a woman salted the meat. She rinsed off the piece of meat, and she waited till it dried. She salted the piece of meat, and then she put the piece of meat away. She's cooking it in a pot with the soup, and she doesn't remember whether she did the hadach achrayna or not. If she didn't do the hadach achrayna, so it still has all of the dam on it. And there's no way to tell by tasting it, because it's going to be salty anyway. The meat is very salty anyway. Kosher meat that was salted is going to be very salty. So the Taz says, the woman is in the habit of doing this every week. Whenever she gets the meat from the butcher, she knows the whole Seder, she can do it asleep. So obviously she's half asleep today. But if she already did the next step, then she put it in the pot to cook it together with the soup. Obviously, she must have rinsed it off from the blood and the salt after salting it. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gone to the next step. So just like it says in the Gemara, if you went to the Man Yibri Mechan, obviously you said the second Uchsavta Man Mezuzah B'Sech V'Sherech. And then you went on automatic pilot after that. So the Taz applies that this Gemara to that as well. Whenever a person goes to the next step, and it's a routine that he does all the time, so obviously he must have done the other part of the routine as well. These are all psychological umdina. A person is in the habit of doing something, so we assume that he followed this habit. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara said that you should be mechalek bein adreikim. So Tosis adds on more. Tosis adds on more. Some from the Yerushalmi, leman tizkeru. Shouldn't sound to leman tizkeru. You shouldn't do amanas lekabel schar. You shouldn't read leman tizkeru. Then you get schar. You say leman tizkeru. You should remember the mitzvahs. Then all the other things, you have to recite Kriya Shema slowly in order not to slur the words, in order to have the correct pronunciation of all the words. Yeah, what does Gemara say on the top of Tezayin and Aleph? That a person who is Baal Shel Torah, a person learns in a yeshiva, so a yeshiva can purify you from your sins. Just like a person who goes into a river and has the dimensions of a mikveh, has memsor. So if you're toivel, you can remove the tumah. So too, if a person is a holos shel Torah, the Torah can purify a person as well. And it says machsharto, machsharto. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says machsharti lias chassid v'yonov, but he says machsharto also has the connotation of it kashes them out, just like if you have a trefa kli and you do hagola, so you kasher it. In Yiddish, you call it the kasher. So when the person learns Torah Lishma, that will kasher out the averis that he has on his soul. That'll kasher him. So that's what the Gemara says here. That there's a hekesh between Ohalei Torah and Necholim. Just like a nachal is a mikveh, if it has memsor, so too the Ohal, Ohalei Torah, it could also purify. Yeah. Where do you see the word kaholim? So Rashi says, from the word here, kaholim not Hashem. Aholim over here means besamim, it doesn't mean aholim. So Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis thinks that it goes on matovu alecha yankiv, that goes on aholi Torah. But whatever it is, either according to Rashi, aholim, or according to Tosis, matovu alecha, we're referring to aholi Torah, that liman Torah can purify the person. But if he has averis and he does tshuva, so the learning of Torah will purify him. Okay, believe that or tomorrow, we shall continue. Not such hard gemara.
Every day you go back to the non-shark, you suffer. So, come on. Yeah.